All right, here it is.
I was like, is it? No, but y'all, this is trippy as fuck.
Let me tell you, though, Vic is in here wearing sunglasses. It's dark as it is.
Yeah.
You can't see anything.
Yeah. I can. I definitely can. No, the light is so cool in here. Wow. You guys, I'm impressed.
Oh, thank you.
I wasn't expecting much.
No, but you feel at home?
I do feel at home. I do, yeah.
I like it. All right. Yeah. I mean, I'm drinking orange juice, but I'm going to drink a little bit, too.
You got
to finish that whiskey. Because I got to look like a professional person. About one. So I need the 15 minutes. All right. So, welcome to the Drunk Report again. You are really into sound effects. This is the second time you've done that. This is the second episode. You won't be able to hear liquid.
I mean, it's the Drunk Report. Much. Listen. It's the Drunk Report. If they're not going to know that we're drinking, well, we have to solidify the fact that it really is the Drunk Report, right?
Yeah. Right.
There's no.
You don't want to imitate.
Right.
Here's a new word. There's no fraudery going on.
Fraudulency, I think, maybe.
I said a new fraudery, word. Yeah.
Fraudery. Oh, okay. Is that a word? No, it's not a word.
If you were wondering if we were black or not, now you know.
Actually white. If you can't tell
I'm mixed.
I got reverse vitiligo.
I got the reverse vitiligo. I just kept getting darker and darker. All right, no, we're going to go into it right now. With us today, we have Antonio, last name shall remain nameless. I really put you out there. I'm sorry about that, bro. Lisa, AJ, you can call her AJ. And what do you want to go by, Tori?
Victoria.
Tori. I mean, you can call me I'm everything, so.
Tori is actually going to start her own show soon, and we're going to sponsor that. It's going to be lit. But
that's pending. We'll see what the contracts draw up.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
We'll see. The best stories.
All right. First, we're going to talk to AJ. We started talking. What? No.
Yeah, like I got inspiration.
No, wait, okay. No, no, no.
Hey,
no,
hey,
Lisa, we've been prepped for this. We should start for her. Go ahead. I'm late already. Go ahead.
Vic did come in late.
You can go ahead.
All right. So, my girl.
Yeah.
AJ. College graduate. Tell us your best story. It can be about a relationship. It can be about something that happened one time in your life. Anything you want. You can use aliases. You can not. Whatever the case may be. I want to hear
something. Names, phone numbers, and area numbers.
Exactly. No, here's the thing. Here's,
no, zip code.
Here's the rule here. The rule is whenever you tell a story, it should be a story that when it happens, after it happens, you call your friend and was like, girl, let me tell you. Almost something that you told your mom and was like, to tell your mom because it was going to be a conversation. Oh, well, yeah, obviously, if it's inappropriate, you know, you don't have to
then share it.
Indulge, but go ahead.
Okay, let me think.
Put it out there.
Let's see. I'll tell y'all about how at one point in life I became a vegetarian. And let me just tell you, when you become a vegetarian, you don't eat the same things as meat eaters, clearly.
Sit up a little bit.
But you can't drink like you used to. And for a person who drink all the time, or can drink and hold their liquor, that curve of trying to learn how to drink as a vegetarian doesn't really work.
Why can't
so
you drink?
I was getting way too drunk.
The vegetables don't be holding it
down.
Yeah,
like
you can't drink like you used to because you don't have any actual solid.
Right.
That makes sense.
You need some milk,
I know my limit when I was a regular person, eating meat and everything, so no pause or anything. But I became a vegetarian. I was trying to drink the same.
I remember when I was eating meat. It was
listen.
Yeah. I would be too drunk, like too quick, and not being able to take care of myself like I was prior. So it was at one point, our all mutual best friend, like she came to meet me downtown.
Go ahead.
And I was so drunk, I missed her call. Like I told her to come out. I don't remember her calling. Like, the next day, I was just like, I'm so sorry I missed all your texts and phone calls. She's like, it's fine. I understand. You was drunk. I called, but you won't make it sense.
You should have found me.
I couldn't drive my car. I left the shoes in the car and just walked up the stairs of the apartment. That's just nasty as hell. I was on that Britney Spears that day.
Wait.
07.
Wait, Britney Spears like what? Because I remember
Britney Spears walking around barefoot.
Oh.
Because I just left my heels in the car. I couldn't even, like, I was so drunk. I
couldn't. I was thinking no panties, Britney Spears, but obviously I was taking it to another place. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you are.
That's what I after hours.
You gotta pay us more for that.
No, I gotta pay.
You gotta pay us more than Trident Layers.
This is not casting couch.
No, you paid us in Trident Layers and food stamps. Oh, and man. This is not enough.
Right.
So. So you had a real drunken, it was in Greensboro? Oh my God.
I mean, I had a lot of different ones of just not, because I was a vegetarian for almost a year and still trying to drink and not being able to find my way. I had to go back to the other side. So let's just talk about when you move back home, coming through your parents' house, drunk as hell, not trying to wake people up. You're grown, but my parents got this long ass hallway. So I'm just like,
you bouncing on the walls?
Like, yeah, like I'm just like, just banging my head, everything, like, I hope I don't wake up.
And you also got to deal with, like, just general house noise.
Oh, also, like, I made it home. Like, there's times I haven't been able to make it to a bathroom. Everything closed. People don't want to let you in. I, like, pissed in my own front yard because I couldn't even, like, open the door to get to the bathroom.
To be fair, I will tell you, though, pissing in your own front yard, though, is really high on the list of things that everybody's done.
I was in somebody else's driveway back when I was in college because 7-Eleven didn't want to let me use a bathroom. So I just walked down the street and found a dark driveway.
I recently
don't feel so bad because I can tell you a pissing story.
I
went to Disney World with my mother. She pissed in the Disney World parking lot. One of the highlights of my life.
How close were you to this? Did you see it?
Yeah. Well, she went in between the cars.
Were you guarding her?
I did that once on the way home. You're a good sign. From Wednesday.
I wasn't staring at her piss.
How old were you?
I don't know. We went to Disney World.
And it was and pissed. Like, opened up the doors. Like, I could see the people over there on their third shift lunch break. And I just opened up the doors and pissed because I just couldn't.
You know,
way back, I drove past cops and everything.
It shouldn't even be such a bad thing for you to piss when you got to piss. Yeah. It should be, like, legal.
Yeah, because everything closed. Like,
what you expect? But usually, when you piss, you're exposing yourself in some form. Like, at least there's an opportunity to do that.
But whose fault is it? They shut everything down at midnight.
Whose fault is it?
Well, maybe you shouldn't get drunk.
They shouldn't give you a ticket.
Hey.
I could just see somebody in court and be like, yes, he did show his penis, but it wasn't for sexual purposes.
I was just showing you the bathroom, sir.
But if he's drunk and doing it, it probably
for all intents and purposes. Me showing my penis was not sexual. That's what matters.
And to help out all the ladies out there, when you go to house parties and people don't have toilet tissue at the house, keep baby wipes in the purse.
Can we be honest, though?
Use
my restroom? You use my restroom at all last night?
No, I didn't.
I got baby wipes on top of the
toilet. Yeah, let's say this right now. Men should use baby wipes, too. If you're using the dry tissue, you're not wiping well enough, man.
This is a whole nother
thing. Yeah, this is like,
I got to wipe.
Let me tell you something. Nigga don't wipe his dickhead after he piss, he nasty.
It just got really...
We're getting into hygiene now.
I am.
All right. This is like the hygiene report.
I like how quiet it got afterwards. That's such a quality... Like, if for some reason I need like a tidbit, like a sample to show somebody, that was it right there. Right. If a nigga don't wash his dick after he piss, he's gross. Everybody was just like... For the record, in case you guys couldn't hear, but everybody turned their head very slowly as soon as you said it. It was everybody said, Anyway, I once peed in my boss's yard right before he showed up, incidentally, because I really had to pee, and his family is inside of the house.
But you didn't know he won't.
Well, here's the thing, though, like, I was kind of waiting on him, kind of not. And I was like, I got to pee so bad. So I just peed. And the worst thing about it is he parked right where I peed.
And stepped out in it.
And he got out and was like, what's up, man? And I was like, what's up? I didn't want to tell him.
This is quite the transition.
Yeah, that's how
from urinal affairs.
It's
Random places
to pee. Right.
I peed in tall grass before. It was like me and a dude, 7-Eleven once again, didn't want us to use the bathroom. So we had to find like an alley that had... like a lot of tall grass, so he just had to
patronize. Let's talk about why you keep getting rejected from public bathrooms. What is this?
You gotta patronize places to use their bathroom.
Some places don't even, like 7-Elevens up north, like the further you get, don't let you use the bathroom.
The further
like,
north you get.
If you were a patron, it was just like bathroom not open.
If there's anything,
and dicks.
If there's, and they are not wiping those dicks. If for some reason you wanted to see a transition and change from like how things operate from south to north, just know that the amount of public bathrooms get smaller and smaller.
Oh my God!
The more north you get, and you were talking in Virginia. You gotta be.
McDonald's ones in New York. Oh, especially.
McDonald's is not fucking with y'all trying to pee in their restroom.
Don't be drunk trying to get back to like your station on the metro that closes at like 2:30, 2 in the morning.
And then don't ever use a metro subway bathroom.
No, I had to pee underneath the stairs.
Yo, also New York. New York generally is just.
You pee a lot. Yeah.
Pee a lot. I do.
She's a serial piss.
This is all the world's attraction.
Freaking piss queen over here.
That's a very weird name.
Is it a fetish thing or anything like that?
No, like seriously, I'm that person.
Go to showers.
Like I'll drink, I'll go to the bathroom, come back out, and then I gotta like piss. Like 5 minutes later, like I tell people, I just can't hold it. Like,
so you have a
small
bathroom
bladder.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, so after you, there's a bathroom here. There's a bathroom here.
I can pee somewhere.
Yo, but to be fair though, there's something about crowded places that makes me want to pee. Just generally speaking, I spend most of my time in like Times Square having to pee. Uh-huh. I don't know if I'm really enjoying myself at Times Square if I just gotta pee. But I also spend
you're
my. Yeah, well, I mean, you know I'm enjoying myself anywhere I am.
No, I'm just kidding.
But to be fair, though, I only go to New York to drink heavily. So that's why I have to pee heavily when I'm there. Disney World, I got to pee just upon entry. I haven't even drank anything. I just know it's going to be hard to find a bathroom because of it. My bladder's like, you know what you should do? Have to pee and be uncomfortable. Go to a fucking festival. Here's the thing. Go see Jay-Z live and get all the way to the very top of the crowd. They're laughing at something that's not what I'm saying. Even though you guys aren't here, you know it.
We have an anonymous guest in the studio. He hasn't said much, but he's definitely drunk and he's dropping incense everywhere. So that's what we laughed at.
You don't even have the magic power.
Since this came up, though, let's move on and actually speak with Vic for a minute.
Let's finish her story. She was talking about being a vegetarian and it changing her drinking habits.
We got to pissing though. So yeah, do you have more to the story?
I mean, for the most part, y'all don't be a vegetarian and think you can drink a lot. You can't.
Yeah. Most vegetarians drink craft beers, which is nothing anyway.
Right.
Artisanal. You see art seasonal?
Art seasonal. I'm struggling. All right. Lisa, so Piss Queen is.
Yeah. That being said,
AJ
though,
shall not be known as the Piss Queen.
You know, you can't be walking around Virginia peeing freely. It's a commonwealth. You can just pee anywhere. It might be like, that girl peed on me. Take her to jail.
Did you say you had to find dark alleys?
Yeah, dark alleys never get caught.
You know what's funny about this story?
She released herself, but she also got mugged.
She's really a drug dealer, and this is like all a cover up. This is like she's Walter White is sitting here like, let me tell a story that makes sense. I pee a lot. Really, she sells blue meth. If you're
right,
y'all didn't hear the first.
That
weed is
low. Yeah, she's also the only white person in the room. Yeah. Right. In case you're
wondering. Can't tell by my voice.
Yeah. You're right. No, okay. There's this joke, and I mean we're gonna move forward. But it was this joke I watched, 30 Rock. Mm-hmm. And Tina Fey's father called. And she was like, hey, it's Tina Fey. And she was like, hey, you have to introduce yourself better on the phone. How else are we going to know what race you are over the phone? You got to call people and be like, hello, this is Bob. I'm white. So some people know. So you know. Because otherwise, they weren't going to know what race you are. And I thought it was really funny. Anyway, Tori.
Really, I didn't think that was that funny. I just, when I think things are funny with JD, I just give him a nice little
stare. Yo, that was hilarious.
It's cool. Can't tell I have those sunglasses. You know, right now.
She's got the perfect sunglasses for anybody trying to be a comedian because she's not going to give you any kind of
eye contact or anything.
Yeah, you got to work for this.
I want you sitting in the middle of the crowd. I want to be the one to stand up and just be looking dead at you, telling jokes, and you just being like,
oh, I thought you meant right now.
You're good. No, and I know you well, and I know you have epic stories.
No, this is the thing. I feel like I'm getting set up, so it has to be really good.
But the fact of the matter is, you're somebody I'm probably going to have on again because I know you're not going to tell your best. And if you haven't told your best, something better is going to happen to you. You live a very interesting life.
All right, so
tell us about yourself first.
Okay, so about myself. I'm a Taurus. I am gathered around some very lovely people right now. And, you know, we're going to have a good time today. And the people over to my right that are chitter-chattering.
Because she said she was a
when
tourist.
When I see you, you don't want to post up. Oh, what did I say?
You're a tourist. Not a tourist.
What?
A tourist. Tourist.
Like you tour.
Oh, I said tourist?
Yeah, are you a tourist right now?
No, I think that's just the way I said it.
You like
just
the way you like to travel.
Okay. I think it is the way I talk.
What are you trying to say? You like to travel.
No, she's like, say that's her, that's her zodiac sign, bro.
Oh, a Taurus. You know, you're a Taurus.
Yeah. Oh, it's just the way I talk.
Yeah. I thought you said, my name is Vic. I'm a tourist. Like, you were in a different city. Like, what? I'm enjoying the city that we're in for the first time ever.
No. Oh. I guess this is the way I talk. Anyway, and I, like, really thought about the word before I said it. So if I said it wrong, I'm really pissed. So,
it's okay.
Anyway.
I think we've acknowledged it. I think everybody knows now.
It's all okay. Right. It's okay. So
all you're right, Taurus's birthday is your April.
April 23rd.
Ooh.
Doesn't that mean y'all like hot-headed and all that other stuff?
You know, it takes, you know, it's sometimes.
Is that Kurt Cobain
on your
shirt?
I've never seen you get mad.
You never see. Well, thank God. Praise God. And all that. Thank you for it. You know.
Is that Kurt Cobain on your shirt?
It is. It's actually a Nirvana t-shirt, and it's like limited. It says Nirvana on the back, too. It's a pretty little ditty I picked up from a old favorite shop of mine.
And for those of you who don't understand, Victoria, sorry, I said the whole name.
It's okay, yeah. I didn't do that.
Victoria is, she is a purist.
Sense is strong.
She is a purist for all intents and purposes.
Purist?
Yeah, you're a purist.
Okay.
You like, you're very,
pass your nut.
No, you're a carefree black girl.
What the fuck?
What the hell did you just say?
Like passionate. But you're also a carefree black girl.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, Willow Smith.
I mean, I care about something.
Yeah, Willow Smith, Solange Knowles.
Black thighs.
I don't know.
Lauryn Hill.
And
you
like,
you definitely
comparative.
Like plants. We know you like plants.
Well, yeah. Lauryn Hill so carefree.
I have a great green thumb.
Great green thumb.
Oh.
So, are we gonna get to stories?
Ooh.
Like, how? This is
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, it's okay.
Sorry, just jumping.
We're just flowing. Okay. It's a, what's up?
I'm sorry, I cut it off. We can flow some more.
We still flowing.
I'll get closer to the mic. You know, we're good at those things. All right.
Wow.
Wait.
What just happened? What was that?
I'm about to tell like no. Really, I was gonna
was
tell,
that no pause?
I was gonna tell a really bad joke right now that was gonna turn this podcast into like just.
What's
that,
the joke? I want to hear the
it's
joke.
A
Let
freak
it flow.
Show, isn't it?
Well, that's she said she had to get closer to the mic. We're good at those things. You had to kind of get on your knees to make it happen.
Yeah, you did.
And that's what was funny.
Yeah.
To me.
don't get up now.
Right.
All right. You sound close to the mic too, so now I'm concerned. Stop popping
that neck
out.
That right? Neck movement is too fast. All
right. Oh, that's all you gonna talk about today? That's all the input you gonna give? This anonymous.
Tone is coming up third. He doesn't know it.
Tone, like, Tone is definitely
you really
coming
in
up.
It though. You really in it.
You already contributed.
Stuff. I know Tone got some stories.
What do you say about the gold? Like, I'm about the gold. Look, he's mouthing it because he doesn't want to be heard.
Right.
Yeah, he doesn't
want
to. All right, back to you,
Tori. All right,
let's get into some stories.
So what's up? Tell us your favorite drunk story.
First off, I want to give a shout out to first of all, y'all really rude as fuck.
Look, don't nobody care about your story. Let's
talk
about some real shit.
I
understand.
Hold on.
One day I had an imaginary friend.
Y'all are rude.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to be nice. Okay, now, so basically,
that Taurus coming out.
What I wanted to say was,
Taurus.
No, I guess I have a few instances. I just tell, because I like to, it's less about me, what I do, but I like to meet other people that are real interesting when I dive into a liquor pool.
Okay.
So, so I guess one time, first of all, the shout out that I was going to give is to the bodega on First Avenue between First and Second Street. You were frequented quite often after the club, before the club. And Shout out to you. Shout out to the, I think there were Egyptian men that worked in there. But anyway, that's not the point.
Egyptian is African, right?
Yeah,
hello. Egypt's in Africa. Nice.
All right, power to the people. No, but, so basically, like, we would go out to this place, RIP to Sutra in New York. There's a lot of drunken nights, you know, good mistakes and bad mistakes made. But anyway, so I guess I was there, you know, having turtle time with my squirrel friends, hanging out. You know, the DJ was lit. We having a good time, whatever. And, you know, just drinking and doing, you know, we do. We had a good time. It was a good mix playing. So then after we leave and we go to the bodega like a usual thing, and out of the blue comes this big, burly African man. And I'm going to say his name because I feel like the name adds to it.
Mutombo.
His name was Fuquan. Fuquan. And he comes up to me with an orange juice in hand and a full, all denim everything True Religion outfit.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know what that is. That denim jacket with those big striped strips.
Patches.
Yeah. No, not patches, but like the big stitching and stuff like, you know, True Religion.
Wait, so are we talking about like late 90s, early 2000s? Just
no, like no. True Religion, no, just True like Religion. A Ratchet Affair ensemble.
Ratchet
Affair. You know, the, what they call it, Texas Tuxedo for the Ratchet?
Oh, is it like a grown and sexy
outfit?
Yeah,
but like each piece is like a good like four or five.
Is it like it was an updated
suit? Is it like I'm going to the club after the Belle Biv DeVoe concert?
Do your Googles, look it up. He's all in that. So he comes up to me. And he's like, you know, I just want to talk to you, whatever, whatever. It's been all kind of game. It's mad people in there. People waiting for their chopped cheese. You know, just doing what you do. Your orange juice, your after, you know, club water. And he's just like, you know, doing his thing, you know, going off, whatever. And, you know, he takes me outside. So, like, you know how girls. So, when you're out and it's after the club, you're in positions, right?
Yeah.
Girls,
yeah.
I know what I mean. Like, if you're talking to one dude, you and one, you know, whatever. Unless they all
y'all are grouping up. Y'all are sectioning off.
Yeah, so we grouped up already at this point. So, we're on the bus. Like, we took the bus, right? And we didn't even take the train. It was, like, so bum of us. So, we're on the bus and we're waiting. And all of a sudden, we're on our way, like, not too far from where my friend's apartment is. And a bus driver stops the bus. In like mid, and he takes a cigarette break in the middle of the street. Go gets a coffee, talks to some man. He was like, Mr. Rogers' neighborhood at four o'clock in the morning.
Stops the bus, right?
Stops the bus. In the middle of the street.
Does this happen?
Yes.
This is real life.
In the middle of the street, he goes, takes a, you know, whatever. So we like, I'm drunk and I'm losing my bus. All this crazy stuff gets on. So as he's doing all this guy gets on the bus, right? Older Hispanic man, lit, you know, whatever, doing his thing. So he gets on there and stuff, and he's like the most understanding drunk man ever, because he's like, y'all, come on, stop making this man, he need to take a break, come on, like, he's been working hard all night.
Defending man,
like, going in on his honor. I'm like, no, sir, we got to get home, like, it's 5 o'clock, like, if I wanted to make bad decisions, I would have made them with this dude after the club, like, but I didn't go that route. So this is not the bad decision I want to make. So he gets on, he's all understanding, and then he finds him a nice little Spanish tender, maybe on the second or third row, and he sits down.
Wait, is the drunken man or the bus driver with the cigarette and the coffee?
No, the drunken man.
After he made his plea
with us on the bus to not curse this man out, right, or take the steering wheel upon ourselves.
Spanish tenderoni.
Yeah, he finds it. So he gets, you know, quiet and calm and stuff, and he's, you know, spitting game, and I guess you're not giving him no play, right? So she's like, no, baby, no, I'm not interested, you know, I got a man, da, 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 da. So they're going off, then they start speaking in Spanish, then English, go back and forth, so I'm not really understanding everything. So all of a sudden, he says, girl, you know, I could treat you to the finer things in life. The finer things in life, like, what I could offer you, you're not used to. I could put you on game, whatever. So me and my friend are
okay, wait. This guy, the guy on the bus.
On the bus, though, right.
The guy on the bus. I could put you on a finer thing.
The ironic thing, like, is we're on a bus in Queens.
You know
and
what?
He's going to treat her to the finer things in life.
Was he Prince Akeem? He was just out there trying to, like, enjoy New York City? To be loved?
No. I don't know where he was heading, but if he was, he was going to show
maybe
it
he was a nigga.
But let me tell you what the finer things in life are. So he's like, you know what? You know what? The man you not, he not going to do you like. I could do you, blah, blah, blah. He's like, you know what? Let me tell you this. I could treat you to the finer things in life, like Ciroc and red wine.
Together?
Get at your boy, Ciroc and red wine.
In the same cup?
It was probably box wine.
No, I feel like, you know, red wine for the regular days, you know.
Oh, like, okay. Yeah. So, wait, how expensive is Ciroc exactly?
$23.95? That was the finer things in life.
Didn't we have Ciroc last night? Like, I don't really,
you know what?
No, you're part of the conversation.
I don't like Ciroc, people. I'm not a vodka person anymore. When I first started in the game of drinking, it was vodka. Box wines was nasty. And then as I progressed, it was like rum, tequila, and wine, and now it's just usually wine and like Jack Daniel, anything brown.
Well, she's just learning she's learning her peeing habits and generally speaking.
She's trying to mellow out.
I was just waiting for the story to bring itself back to pee.
I still be hype. It don't make a difference. In the beginning when I was drinking, I was like at a low with brown and at a high with white. But now it don't like brown. Now I'm hype.
Hey.
Yeah.
Brown is all I do as an adult as well. I don't do white
liquor. I don't know. I'm temperamental.
So wait. Let's go back. Find the things in life.
With
Ciroc and red wine.
And everybody on the bus was like.
So what was your response to this?
No, it was just like a weird like silence on the bus, and everybody's like, "Did he say
what
that?"
What was her response though?
And she was like, and she was ready for it. She was ready.
Oh, so that was the final things to her.
Yeah. This her man. Like, she
you
was
know
ready.
What? Let's be a lesson to everybody. The right kind of confidence will make anybody sound
right?
appealing.
Right?
Where are these women that are in Thottyville?
Right?
She had to be from Thottyville.
I don't even blame the woman.
I think she was just
and she was older. She was a woman of a certain age. She knew what she wanted, too. She was like, I'm against
Ciroc. You think she just assumed that it was...
The right stuff. It was Ciroc by Diddy. And red wine, like only sophisticated.
Red wine by Kroger.
That was Hollywood. She just don't know about drinking.
No, man. But for real though, this should be a lesson to everybody. Generally speaking, that the right kind of confidence will get you places, no matter what. If you're confident enough, anybody will believe you.
If you can sell it.
But you know, it's just like celebrities. Never like growing up, whenever girls are attracted to celebrities, that generally speaking wouldn't be attractive.
Yeah.
But because they have that clout, it works. Like Lil Wayne, I remember growing up, and everybody was like, Lil Wayne is bae. And I was like,
he's ugly
as
he
looks
like the rug. I said, well, if Lil Wayne is bae, then we're all winning. We all look great.
But you failed to mention that he's rich and famous. So.
Clout. Right. You gotta have the right clout, man. You know, this man.
Clout or is it money? Or is it the appearance of money?
Appearance of money, because a lot appearance of people are people in debt.
Appearance of money and clout are symbiotic. They go hand in hand.
Okay.
Let's be honest. You have a little bit of money. You act like you have a little bit of money. People right. think you have a little bit of money. Jay-Z.
You
pay
the fool. You know how it goes.
I'm on this.
That happens every day, B. Also,
right, B?
Speaking of paid in full, Mekhi Phifer, right?
Yeah.
Can we please have like a Ratchet movie night soon, you guys?
I also want to note that Mekhi Phifer wore a do-rag one time when he was 6 and has not been able to shake the do-rag line in his head since.
You know what? He does this for me for some reason. I don't know why. Like, I can see that.
You remember, like, Kanye had a verse. He was like, I was in too deep. Like, Mekhi Phifer.
But it wasn't
Mekhi. Mekhi Phifer was not in that movie, I laughed because.
That was Omar Epps.
Yeah, it
was.
Yes. I laughed at that line because in my head, I thought about his do-rag being in too deep. Mm-hmm. Like, Mekhi Phifer. Like, that was like a thing because every time I see Mekhi Phifer, 8 Mile, Honey.
Best work.
Yeah, no, he was actually in Curb Enthusiasm too. Mekhi Phifer
first
works.
First of all, did y'all know they were coming out with a Honey 3?
Why is that happening?
And I was like, when did it?
Why is that happening?
Honey 2 had Cat Graham in it because
I guarantee you. Honey 2? There's a bunch of people that haven't even seen Honey.
We didn't need a Honey 1.
Sometimes movies are being made for new aspiring actors and actresses alone.
So wait. Before we get off this movie tangent. We have a special guest today. Tone is in the building.
Right?
Tone, say what's up,
barely
man.
Barely in the building.
What's up? Tone is in the building.
Let me tell you something, my friend Tone. We're going to have him on here a few times. Right. But one thing I want you to know about Tone is he may not say much, but you can guarantee he's drinking a Bud Light Platinum. All right?
At any point in time.
He never doesn't have Bud Light Platinum on him. Night. We have been anywhere in the world. I've seen Tone maybe 100 times. I've never seen him without a beer. It's never been a thing.
Every kickback party, he brings Bud Light Platinum.
Bud Light Platinum. I told him whenever he gets his son gets christened, we're just going to go to the altar. He's going to be like, what's up?
I got some Bud Light. He's like drinking Bud Light Platinum at my mom's house and got drunk. He's so disrespectful.
No, my favorite thing about Tone is that I got a strong feeling. I got a strong
she
feeling.
She would have been down with it too.
If he was around people who didn't drink, he'd be like, yeah, I got my Bud Light. You guys don't have to drink. I don't care. There's no place he's going to go. He meets the Pope.
That's who he takes communion with too.
Huh?
He takes communion with Bud Light.
That makes perfect sense to me.
Tone.
He shook yet.
Listen.
Yeah, it's not sacrilegious at all.
What's your story, man? We need it.
I ain't got no stories, man.
We need a drunk.
He keeps them all inside his tell-all book.
We need a drunk story, man.
Let
what's your story?
Let me tell y'all about not even
thoughts
a drunk story.
Of the NBA.
Back in high school, when I first met Antonio through G.
Why you saying my full name?
Everybody know Tone.
What else is Tone short for? We just saying
Tone.
Antonio
Rodriguez. Tonio. Hey, are you Oreos? Oreos? Like, I remember us talking about oodles and noodles, and he was just like, Martin Luther King used to eat oodles and noodles.
Yo, Martin Luther King probably did eat oodles and noodles. What? That sounds like a thing.
Yeah.
How long has oodles and noodles been
in first of all, they're called.
Oh, they've been established since 19.
Back in the day, it probably wasn't oodles and noodles. People were just cooking spaghetti pasta and throwing hot sauce.
But y'all also know it's an Asian dish. Like, and there's certain Asian restaurants you go and have noodles, and they dress it up, and they charge you like 5 times what you.
The other, I noticed a little.
They've been established since 1909.
Somebody told me the other day.
It's an old Asian thing.
Somebody said the other day to me, Martin Luther King did not die for this, and I was like, Martin Luther King didn't die for anybody. He was murdered.
He was murdered. Yeah.
He was murdered. Yeah,
he didn't sacrifice.
Yeah, he didn't sacrifice himself for us. If Martin Luther King had a choice, and they had to held a gun, it was like, hey, stop doing all the cool shit you're doing. He was like, all right, fuck it. I want us to be segregated. Don't kill me.
I mean, he might have foreseen, like, yes, the possibility there'd be an attempt on my life.
I feel like he probably in that case wounded.
Yeah, he would have been like, I have a dream.
I think
he still would have had a dream.
Because, I mean, in my mind, I also think Gandhi was eaten. You know, like, I don't believe Gandhi wasn't eaten.
Tone. So tell me the damn Oreos. Well, listen, we got Vic in here needing some munchy food. And we got Tone.
Come on, y'all.
We got Tone.
He is so disappointed.
Tone, what's your story, man?
Yo, I don't know. This podcast is not gonna work with him here because we don't get along too well, and
that's actually great. That's actually great for the show. What's your story, man? I know you got one. Put it out there.
And none that I can think of off the top of my head.
He's saving it for his Video Vixens book. Come out 2016.
You have a Video Vixens book?
Yeah.
He is a Video Vixen.
Book coming out. I am a Video Vixen.
Yeah. What
video
you been in?
Okay, I was in the Jeezy video, the latest one.
He was in Dice Pineapples too, y'all. That's him under the waterfall.
I've never even seen. I don't watch music videos like that. The last music video I saw was Hotline Bling, and before that was probably a Missy Elliott video.
Missy goes in on videos.
Huh? Yeah, I saw that one, actually. People still watch music videos.
What are you talking about in this Video Vixen book?
Videos, man.
All his hotels.
You tell us how you shave your legs?
Hotels in the hotel.
You shave your legs? Tone, hold up.
No, the book is called Video Vixens. Hotels from the hotel.
Do you tell people your best
friends? Hotels from the hotel.
Yeah,
that is genius. Yo,
come on. Yo, that's crazy. Hotels from the hotel.
Yes, I'm his manager too, but I also pimp him.
Let me tell you something. If we ended the podcast right then when you said hotels from the hotel, that is a win. That is such a clever thing to have said. H-O space tails.
We're going to break this down.
From the hotel.
Yeah.
Give us a little snippet.
I don't have any stories. You know?
He's not.
Give us one story from the book. Give us one story from the book.
That night was that NBA player. Come on. Tell us about it.
The joke really got sour to him right there in that moment. He was like, well, no more of this. Thanks for having me. Cool story, bros. I'm done with that.
Yo, no, we're just kidding.
That was solid.
Y'all ever had an imaginary friend growing up?
Yeah, Bobo.
So I never had an imaginary friend growing up, but once I drank way too much and I had an imaginary friend, I had to ask people about it. Like, I didn't remember anything through my night, woke up on my friend couch. Yeah, like,
we have a friend who's
and then I don't, like, all my filters I have when sober are, like, out the wall, so I just say, I'm already a sarcastic person, too, so.
You are a sarcastic person.
That's a good idea. I need one good night. I feel like I've gotten a little washed as recently, but, like, just one good night where I get just really
wasted,
like paper to the wind, like literally, because it's been so long, and like every night, every time I want that to happen, like things like last night, we had a party that kind of went a little left, y'all.
That party went left. That party took a hard left.
My premise was like, I want to be that girl.
I actually want to divulge into exactly what last night was for a second. Okay. This is probably the funnest part of this.
Let's just say, at least
AJ.
AJ up here. I mean, I showed up at like 12 and it was there like the party is. Over.
The party is drunk, AJ. I just want to say, what's my name on here?
No, but like, it really, like, the last few times I planned that, like, it has not happened, like, in, like, a major way not happened. So, I guess you can't plan for it, but, gosh, like.
Okay, so, just to make this clear. Yeah, right? Last night, we had an ugly sweater party. Mm-hmm. And the goal was, we all wear ugly sweaters. Somebody wins with the ugliest sweater. My roommate, of whose name shall remain nameless, hosted the party and was long drunk by the time the clock struck 12. And
Stroke 12.
It wasn't even.
That sounds like the next R. Kelly album, don't it? Stroke 12.
That's the next podcast title.
Stroke 12. Welcome to Stroke 12. Anyway, yeah.
Was that supposed to be your sexy voice?
That was the sexiest voice I have.
Hold on. Let me try it again. That's the sexiest my voice gets. Hey, what's up? You want to have sex? that's what I say. But I'm trying to have sex. I go, hey, what's up? I got a penis.
Jamie does ask if he can have sex, too.
I do ask if I can have sex. I'm really big into consent.
No, I'm kidding. That's right.
Well.
No.
Whoa. I think we'll end right there.
I just got busy.
I just got very busy, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, technically, by law, you have to have a verbal yes.
Yeah, verbal yes. Sometimes you can just look at her.
Look, the person who hosted the party yesterday texted me saying, am I mad at her? I'm not mad at the person that hosted the party yesterday. I think it's funny that that's a good way to wrap it up.
Wait, she texted you that?
She said, are you mad at me? I'm not mad at her.
I'm not. Everything's funny to me. Sorry. Because it wasn't that deep.
So it wasn't that deep. What were you talking about at the party?
Yeah, no, she invited 3 40-year-old individuals. Mind you, we're all 25, 26 years old. And I don't have a problem being around older people.
Right.
I don't want to be drunk around older people. And it was very, very awkward. Yeah. So the host of the party, the host of the party is completely faded out. I mean, dragged into her bedroom.
She got drugged.
I don't want to do that.
You don't want to do what?
This isn't blast.
I don't think it's blast, but I feel like the glue of the party was missing. And it was a divide. And it was an uncomfortable divide.
There was a conquer and divide. Yeah. It was.
I don't know. I enjoyed everybody, but, you know. I was disappointed because I wanted to not be her to that extent, but.
Let's not call it. It was an anti-lituation. It was whatever the opposite of a lituation is.
But everybody can probably relate, you know. Yeah. As long as you have a party, all your friends.
It's a lot of pressure.
You get way too excited and you just drink way more. I know I've been there a couple times.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a lot of pressure.
All right. Drunk and they was helping me.
Well, tell us about it then.
Well.
Right.
But we on the story. Right?
No, AJ wants to end the podcast saying that sometimes she has to pee.
It
was
fun.
Great to have y'all though. I mean, this was really fun. You guys are our official first guests, so we definitely want to thank you for being a part of it.
Yeah, no, there's plenty more drunk stories to come. Maybe next time it won't be in such a hangover level.
Or maybe it will be.
It really doesn't matter. It's really all good.
It's the drunk report.
Yeah, no, it's lit.